Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In Western Iowa news, police say a Sioux City man attacked his girlfriend with a hammer because she refused to let him tattoo his name on her chest. 28-year-old Jonathan Michael Boggs has been charged with aggravated domestic assault and going armed with intent. Boggs was being held in the Woodbury County Jail on $10,000 bond. Police say Boggs wanted the woman, whom he'd been dating for about a month, to let him tattoo his name on her chest Friday. When she refused, an argument ensued, and she attempted several times to leave the house. Police say Boggs kept her from leaving and threatened to kill her with a hammer. He later hit her with the hammer. Police in Glenwood report two separate arrests over the holiday weekend. On Monday, 47-year-old Brenda Foster of Glenwood was arrested for domestic abuse assault. Foster was being held in the Mills County Jail without bond until making an appearance before a magistrate judge. And on Sunday, Glenwood police arrested 48-year-old Brian Storm of Glenwood for OWI second offense. His bond was set at $2,000. The Harlan Police Department yesterday reported 27-year-old Aaron Matthew Rooney of Harlan was taken into custody on Monday after officers observed two male subjects take off running in the 2100 block of 8th Street. Officers were able to locate Rooney and transport him to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with trespassing. The other subject was not located. Last Thursday, 32-year-old Ronald Anthony Leal of Harlan was taken into custody following a dispute. Leal was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with public intoxication. And on August 30th, 45-year-old Mark Brandon Morris of Harlan and 55-year-old Lee Jung-Hoon Hansen of Elkhorn were taken into custody following a traffic stop in Harlan. Morris and Hansen were transported to the Shelby County Jail, where Morris was charged with driving while suspended. Hansen was cited for permitting an unauthorized person to drive and then released. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports three arrests. Sunday afternoon, Carly Marie Jenna Hunter was arrested on a Page County warrant for probation violation. Her bond was set at $5,000. Saturday afternoon, Mills County deputies arrested 37-year-old Jeremy Jacob Potts of Glenwood for driving while revoked. His bond was set at $1,000. And last Friday morning, 45-year-old Daniel Allen Kinney of Council Bluffs was arrested for driving while barred. His bond was set at $2,000. A motorcycle test drive Friday afternoon didn't quite go as planned. The Mills County Sheriff's Office at 51-year-old Edward Dole of Omaha was test driving a 2014 Harley-Davidson motorcycle at the Lus Hills Harley-Davidson dealership when he struck a metal barrier on the property as he was about to enter 190th Street. The cycle fell over onto Dole, causing minor injuries that did not require transport to the hospital. An accident at around 7:10 p.m. on August 31st in Mills County, however, resulted in one person being transported to Mercy Hospital by Glenwood Rescue. Authorities say 21-year-old Shannon Perkins of Red Oak was injured in a collision between a 2015 Chevy and the 1996 Jeep she was a passenger in. Officials say the Chevy, driven by 60-year-old Kenneth Morris of Norman, Arkansas, was westbound on Highway 34 after exiting I-29 southbound. The vehicle continued in the outside or north lane. The 20-year-old driver of a Jeep moved his vehicle to the inside lane in an attempt to allow the Chevy to enter the highway. When Morris began to make a left turn onto 180th Street to turn around and go eastbound on Highway 34, he didn't see the approaching Jeep. The Jeep collided with the Chevy as the Chevy crossed into the lane occupied by the Jeep. Morris was cited for making an unsafe turn. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported numerous arrests occurred over the past few days. Early Monday morning, 26-year-old Danielle Lee Sondag of Portsmouth was arrested for OWI first offense following a traffic stop on Railroad Highway. Late Sunday morning, 42-year-old Haman Hawari of Dearborn, Michigan was arrested for OWI second offense after his 2016 VW Passat allegedly struck a semi-tractor trailer on I-80 eastbound near mile marker 30 and failed to stop. A little after 6 p.m. Sunday, 35-year-old Joni Sands of Underwood was arrested following a disturbance at an apartment complex. Sands was charged with simple assault after allegedly assaulting another woman and shoving her into a building. Early Sunday morning, 25-year-old Jacob Caudill of Council Bluffs was arrested in Pottawatomie County after he turned himself in for driving while barred following an accident involving a 2005 Chrysler 300 he was driving on Highway 92 near Valley View Drive. Caudill had fled the scene and was located at CHI Creighton Hospital in Omaha. Early Saturday morning, 41-year-old David Mace Jr. of Underwood was arrested following a traffic stop. A Pott County deputy noted Mace's pickup traveling with its hazard lights on. Upon further investigation, Mace was taken into custody and charged with OWI first offense and two counts of child endangerment without injury for having an 11-year-old and 8-year-old child in his vehicle. And early Saturday morning, 21-year-old Anthony Michael McCoy of Avoca was arrested for domestic assault with injury in connection with an incident involving his wife that took place late Friday night. Elsewhere in state news, authorities say a body has been found in the basement of a Polk City home after a fire. The fire was reported by an occupant of the home at around 8:55 p.m. Tuesday. Fire officials say it took about 15 minutes to put out the blaze. The cause of the person's death and what started the fire are being investigated. The victim's name has not yet been released. And the dream of buying a home in rural Iowa is getting cheaper. Home mortgage rates from the USDA's Rural Development Agency have dropped to just below 2.875%. Krista Metscher, a rural housing specialist with the agency, says there are income and other limits with the low rate, but even those with credit issues could qualify.
Generally speaking, if you have a credit score of about 640, you can get in with some reduced documentation. We can still do loans with credit scores under the 640. It just may take a little additional documentation.
Metscher says some people could even find lower rates.
You can qualify for a subsidized interest rate based on your household size and income. So you might even qualify for anything from the 2.875 down to a 1% interest rate at a 33-year loan.
The program is available in most rural communities across the region. For more, go to eligibility.sc.egov.usda.gov. There is a link to that under this same story on the news page at kjan.com. The news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.